place with Rabbanan. And we saw that the Tashas of the Sugya in Avodah Zarah and Sanhedrin says straight out that Yichud of Arayus at the very least is Asur Midoraisa, even though our Sugya says it's a Remez, but it's still an Isur Doraisa. That's what most Rishonim held, such as Tosfos. The Rambam said that it was Mepia Kabbalah, which some people, such as the Beis Shmuel and the Levush, interpret as being Drabanan. So there's a Das Yachid that the Rambam meant that Yichud is an Isur Drabanan. And when the Gemara said Doraisa in Avodah Zarah, they just meant it must be an ancient Zerah Drabanan. But that's a little dacha. First of all, they say Doraisa, they just mean an ancient Gzeirah Drabanan, pre-Davidic times. And also, how do they know that Taka, just because it has connected to the Pasuk, how do they know it's from before the time of David HaMelech, if it's not really Doraisa? So pshat is, it's very dacha to say the Sugya didn't really mean Doraisa, just meant before David HaMelech. Pash, that means really Doraisa, and even though it's a Remez, it's still really Midoraisa and not a Gzeirah Drabanan. So, in which case, why didn't the Rambam count it in the Minyan HaMitzvos? So perhaps this is what he means by Mipia Kabbalah. We ended off the Rambam, the second Shoresh, before the Minyan HaMitzvos, points out that there are different types of things in the Torah. There are some Gaonim held that there's nothing which is actually derived by the Yud Gimel Midos. But the Rambam held, I think this is the mainstream opinion, that there are some things that come straight from Hashem, that's the actual Torah Shebichtav, the Halachah Moshe Mitzrayim, which Moshe just passed down straight from Hashem, and the interpretations of the Chumash that Moshe passed down straight from Hashem and Har Sinai. There are other things which are purely made up by the Rabbanan. Those are the Gzeros and Takanos that the Rabbanan make on their own, because Hashem gave them the right to make Gzeros and Takanos. Then there's a category in the middle. These are laws which are derived from the Torah using the 13 Midos and the other rules that the Torah and Drash Bahem that were given to Moshe on Har Sinai, laws which were derived using the methodology that Hashem gave Moshe on Har Sinai and using the text of the Chumash that Hashem gave Moshe on Har Sinai, but the rules were applied to the Chumash using the human minds of the Rabbanan, and they derived things from the Chumash and came out with a pshat or a remez or a derivation from the Chumash, which was not their own idea, but their interpretation of the Chumash. Normally, most Rishonim call those things Doraisa, because after all, they're interpretations of the Chumash, and they're not just something the Rabbanan made up on their own. They're just the Rabbanan's pshat in the Chumash. However, the Rambam views this as a middle category. The Rambam says, he calls this Midivrei Sofrim sometimes. He says this is, well, it's neither entirely from Hashem nor entirely from the Rabbanan. It is, it's not straight from Hashem, because the Rabbanan had to figure out with their own logic, and theoretically someone could say, you know, they could have been wrong. But it's not entirely from the Rabbanan, because it wasn't a rule they made up on their own, like Gzeirah or Takana, they just thought it was a good idea. It's something which they figured out was pshat in the Chumash. So he views this as some sort of middle category, and he says in the introduction, Sefer HaMitzvos, anything which fits into this middle category, which is interpreted in the Chumash by the Rabbanan, does not count towards the count of 613 mitzvot. That's what it's doing here in the second Shoresh. This isn't where he just discusses the nature of how Torah works. That's in his Akdamah Pirush HaMishnah. This is where he's just discussing what counts. They don't count towards the 613 mitzvot. So maybe that's why it makes a lot of sense. Why, according to the Rambam, even if it's really from the Torah, it's not a Gzeirah Drabanan. It's really from the Torah. So why doesn't he count it as one of the 613 mitzvot, the Isser Yichud? Because even though it's really from the Torah, but it's merely the human interpretation of the Torah. So it's not a Gzeirah Drabanan, it's from the Torah. But since it's a human interpretation of the Torah, anything which is a human interpretation of the Torah doesn't count towards the 613 commandments of the Torah, but it really is Midoraisa, not Gzeirah. Because it's not a Gzeirah that a Beis Din of David or Talmid Hil v'Shammai or any other person made. It's not a Gzeirah. It's an interpretation of the Chumash. But since the human interpretation, it doesn't count as one of the 613 commandments. Now, the Rambam just tells us, very important line towards the end of the Shoresh Beis, he says, a very important line, but it's like the line that starts Rabim, a little more than halfway through the second side of the page. I mean, not the whole second side. Starts with a drop and then a period. A little more than halfway through the part on side B. The ulai tachshov shani boreach milam nosam liosam bilti amitios. Lest you misunderstand and think that since it's only a human interpretation of the Chumash, that I'm not counting it at towards the 613 commandments, because it's not true. And this has anything to do with whether the din that's darshan from the Chumash is true or untrue. It says, no, it's not that I question whether it's true. It's not that I don't count things, it's not really true. Ein zu asiba, the reason, it's not because it's not true, chas v'shalom. Aval asiba ki kol ma sheyotzi adam heim anofim min hasharashim shenemru l'moshu v'sina v'veyur. Because anything which Chazal derived from the Torah, it is true. But it's merely a branch from a root of something else. Meaning anything Chazal derived from the Torah can't be an independent din. It's only, everything Chazal derived is automatically merely a detail of some pre-existing din, which are the Heim Taryag mitzvos. And he says, even if Moshe Rabbeinu himself interpreted something in the Chumash, I wouldn't count it. Not because it's not true, Chas v'Shalom. It's definitely true. It's Chazal's interpretation of the Chumash, and they're the ones whose job it is to interpret the Chumash. So it's really the meaning of the Chumash. However, since it's merely an interpretation, it can't be an independent din. It must be a detail and a branch of a pre-existing din. So then for the Rambam, I think we could say it makes a lot of sense. A lot of Achronim explain that the Rambam admits that it's Midoraisa. But it's the kind of Midoraisa that needed a human interpretation of the Chachamim to derive it. And since it's a kind of Doraisa that was derived from the Chachamim, it doesn't count as one of the 613 commandments. He calls it Mipia Kabbalah, not Minatorah Mamish. Doesn't count as one of the 613 commandments, because since it's derived by the Chachamim, it's only a branch of a different mitzvah. So for the Rambam, maybe it's just a branch of a different mitzvah. If we ask ourselves, well, what other mitzvah is it a branch of? Then, if for the Rambam it's d'oraisa, but since it's humanly derived, it must be a branch of another mitzvah. So what mitzvah is it a branch of? The Isser of Yichud. It's from the Torah. But it's not from the Torah Mamish. It's like we did Rei Sofrim from the Chazal's interpretation of the Torah. So it's still a real din from the Torah, but since it's an interpretation of the Torah, it must be included in a different mitzvah. Which different mitzvah might it be included in? What? So the Chinuch says, not everyone agrees. The Tashbeis and the Zohar Rakia suggest maybe it's just included in the Arayos themselves. Right? The Torah tells you not to sleep with Arayos, and included in that is not to do Yichud. But the Chinuch says, he says straight out, the Chinuch says that he has a lav lo sikra v'legalos erva. What is a lav lo sikra v'legalos erva, right? This is the secret that no one in high school likes to find out about. Right? The Rambam says that, what we call nowadays shomer negia, that in getting physical pleasure from physical contact with the arayos, hugging, kissing, v'chuli, the arayos, is an Isser de'oraisa. Now, this is machlosi in the Rambam and the Ramban. The Ramban says there's no pasuk in the Torah which assers you to hug and kiss your girlfriend. But the Rambam says, yes, there is. It says, lo sikrifu legalos erva. You're not allowed to. Now, what does it mean, lo sikrifu legalos erva? The Ramban says it's a poetic phrase. Thou shalt not come close to Giloy Arayos is just a poetic way of saying don't do Giloy Arayos. Just a nice way of saying don't actually do Giloy Arayos, don't actually do Bia with an Erva. The Ramban, the Pasuk just means Bia Mamish. But the Rambam says, no, read the Pasuk very meduyah. Lo sikrivu legalos Erva. Lo sigalu Erva means don't do Bia Mamish. Lo sikrivu legalos Erva means don't even come close to Bia Mamish. What does it mean to come close? What the Torah is saying is that just coming close, kirov to the girl, just coming close by physical contact, is the Yisro D'Oraisa, lo sikrivu legalos erva, because it's close to Gilui Arayos. Therefore, the Rambam says, anyone who hugs and kisses Arayos, kal v'chomer, if they do even more than that, gets malchus for violating the Yisro D'Oraisa of lo sikrivu legalos erva. And the Sefer Achinuch agrees. The Sefer Achinuch counts mitzvah kuf peiches shalolis adim ba'ach mikol arayos ben krovos ve'ish v'nida. You should not get pleasure from contact with any arayos, which includes your relatives, who you're not allowed to marry, like your sister-in-law, etc. Ish, a married woman, and a nida, like all the girls nowadays. Bafila below bia, even if you don't do bia, kiyochibak v'nishiv kalodom le'ilapulos aros, like hugging and kissing and all other things similar to these evil actions, shemamikim bahem bale azima, etc. Okay, then he goes and proves it, and he says in one paragraph here, the old amru was saying is a chronal of bracha in the middle of this mitzvah, b'mitzvah zu, Chazal said within this mitzvah, she'also lisyachedim kol harayos, you're not allowed to have yichud with any arayos. So the chinuch seems to imply that yichud is part of lo sikra v'legalos erva. The main meaning, the main type of lo sikra v'legalos erva is actual physical contact with an erva. But the secondary part of lo sikra v'legalos erva is yichud, because just like chibuk v'nishuk leads to the aver of gilui arayos mamish, so too might yichud. So therefore, it's possible for the Rambam that he might say that Yichud is an Isser D'oraisa, it's just Bipia Kabbalah, not Pashup Shad in the Pasuk. Chibuk V'nishuk is Mamash HaPasuk, Lo Sikru L'Galus Erva. Pashup Shad is Lo Sikru, don't even come close to the Erva, by close meaning actual touching. But Yichud is just a Remez, so Yichud is just a branch of the root. Maybe the Rambam holds that Yichud really is in the Torah, but since it's only an interpretation of the Torah, it must not be its own Isser, but must be just a secondary branch of the Isser of Lo Sikra V'Legalos Erva. Maybe that is the Shita of the Rambam. Yes? So the Rambam would tell us that Machras, what would the Rambam say about Machras HaShabbos? Would that be Mamish D'oraisa, or would that only be in this middle category of Midivrei Sofrim? I think the Rambam might say, although you'll have to check it yourself, he might say no, that Pshat of Machras HaShabbos is actually straight Masorah from Sinai, it was not humanly derived. There are some things the Rambam says, even though we don't think of them as Pashup Pshat, they're straight Moshe Misinai. He says, Ayin Tachas Ayin is not that the human Rabbana derived that it means to pay money. Hashem told Moshe it meant to pay money. There are a few things. Pre-Eitz Hadar, it's not that the rabbis derived that it meant an Esrog. Hashem told Moshe Mamish that it meant an Esrog. So a few things, even though their interpretations, were told to Moshe on Sinai. But other things, such as Yichud, which was not told to Moshe on Sinai, which the rabbis had to figure out shot in the Pasuk, that is this middle category of Midivrei Sofrim, which is not an independent mitzvah, but explains the details of the other mitzvahs. But it's not Xerah Drabbanan. So, halacha lemaisa then, according to most Rishonim, Yichud is an Isser d'oraisa, but according to the Rambam, it's unclear what it is. It might be an Isser d'rabbanan, or perhaps more likely, based on the Gemara, this Isser d'oraisa of a special kind, which is the interpretation of the Isser d'oraisa. Yeah, so Negiyah is Mamish Pshat in the Pasuk. That's Mamish Pshuto Shal Mikra Negiyah, the Rambam would say. That's not a human interpretation, that's just Pshat in the Pasuk. Wow. Yichud is only a human derivation. Pshat in the Pasuk, Lo Sikra V'Legalos Erva, don't come close to Gilui Erva. That's an independent mitzvah. Okay, so we have to figure out that coming close has to... how do we know that Lo Sikra V'Legalos Erva? It's an interesting question. How do we know it means to come mamish so close that you touch and not so close in the same room? I guess that's what we figured out with Pshat in the Chumash. The Chinuch just does have a mocker from the Avos Rabbi Nasan, because in Avos Rabbi Nasan it says, I don't know if it's here, all right, the whole quote is on top, that it says, Yishisha kol she'er b'sol lo sikravu mikan omer al yisyachid adam im kol anashim efundak, that they derive yichud from lo sikravu legalos erva, which might imply, like the Chinuch, that it's part of the Isser of... They don't say whether it's D'oraisa or D'rabbana, but just that it's associated with the Isser of Chibuk V'Nishuk of Kira of L'Galos Erba. Now, what's the Nafkamina? Who cares whether Yichud is an Isser D'rabbanan or an Isser D'oraisa? What's the difference? So part of the difference is just, I guess, Alpi Musser, right? It's easier to give someone Musser and tell him to be Nizar from Yichud if it's an Isser D'oraisa, because they'll take it more seriously. But halachically, you know, we keep Yisurim D'oraisa and we keep Yisurim D'rabbanan as well. So for chinuch purposes, it's a big nafkamina. If it's an Isser D'oraisa, which seems to be the rove opinion, then you tell someone, look, it's an Isser D'oraisa, and it'll be easier to get them to listen. But not for chinuch, just for halacha lemaisa. What difference does it make? We try to be from Jews, we keep the D'oraisas and we keep the D'rabbanans. So what difference does it make to me if Yichud is an Isser D'oraisa or an Isser D'rabbanan? So the Beis Shmuel seems to imply
Is the Beis Shmuel here? Yeah, he seems to imply the nafka mina might be for the onesh. What does he say? Aser l'siyachid. The Beis Shmuel says, B'shas, the first Beis Shmuel in Siman Chaf Beis, which is about Yichud, B'shas nilma mikra ki yisizcha echicha v'ni mechav, ki ben eim meses v'lo ben av, elo remez ben mishyachim imov, v'tolzim perakam, the Shabbos kosvu yichud midor reisa, osu v'kach kosvu ator, tolzim the Torah holds in Isidor reisa, v'arambam kosvu v'sir yichud, min ha-kabbalah, de'enu elo remez mitor, but the Rambam holds it's really midor abundant. L'chein ein malkin oso elo makas mardus. Therefore, you don't get malkus. If you violate Isidor reisa, you get malkus. Right, like for example, if you would eat treif, right, violate nisra d'oraisa, you would get eat nevela, it's a little sochlu called nevela, you get malchus. If you violate nisra bunny, you only get malchus mardus, which is more mako. You don't have to have 39 lashes, just to teach you a little bit of a lesson if you need to learn your lesson. So it might be enough tamina for whether you get malchus or whether you only get malchus mardus. That's what Shmuel makes it sound. Like there's an afkamina. If it's d'oraisa, according to Rov Rishon, if someone did yichud and we caught them, we'd give them malchus. But if, according to the Rambam, it's only an Issur Drabbanan in the way he reads it, then you only get Makas Mardus. However, the Gra and the Minchas Chinuch point out this is not a good nafkamina. Because even if it's the Oraisa, Alpi Pashas, even if it's the Oraisa, it never says it's a lav. We're saying the Torah low. Just says, Ki Yisischa, Chicha, Ben Imecha, Ben Ein can be Vaseser. So the implication is that Ben and Emo can be Vaseser. You can be alone with your mother, but you can't be alone with your girlfriend. So that's just an implication for a positive formulation. Like, for example, if the Torah were to say, you can play soccer, from which we derived you could not play hockey. That wouldn't be a lav. That would only be it's not a mitzvah say. It would be called like an isra say, a lav haba miklal say, a prohibition that's implied by a positive statement. The halacha is a prohibition that's only implied in a positive sense, only expressed positively, is an assay, not a lav. There's no malchus on an assay. So the Gra and the Minchas Chinuch say they don't think this is a good nafkamina. Even if it's the oraisa, you still shouldn't get malchus for violating it because it's only an assay. It's not a lav. It never says lo. If the Torah doesn't say lo, then it can't be a lav. So they don't think necessarily that malchus is such a good nafkamina. Either way, you should be potter from malchus mamish because either it's grabanan or it's an assay. But it's not. It's not a lav. So really, Alpi Pashas, either way, you should only get Makas Mardus. So what's nafkamina between Dorais and Drabbanan? So one obvious nafkamina that Sitz Eliezer points out. What's always the nafkamina between Dorais and Drabbanan? What? Sorry? Suffolk, right. What about a suffolk? Suffolk Dorais al-Khumra, Suffolk Drabbanan al-Kula. So that Sitz Eliezer already points out. It says nafkamina might be for suffolk. Now you have to see what would be a situation of suffolk. But a suffik d'oraisa is l'chumra, a suffik d'rabbanan would be l'kula. That could apply to so many areas, like we'll see in the next Makoros Sheet. There's a big machlokis where Masufik had a paskin. So maybe that would apply there as well. So that might be one nafkamina, but the most interesting nafkamina seems to come out of the Ramah in Hilchas Avodas Kochavin. Yes? Yeah, you can get Makas Mardus for violating an Issur D'oraisa that doesn't carry with it Malchus. Yes, so that wouldn't be enough community either. We discussed this very briefly in the context of Lifnei Iver. There are Ma Paskins in Shulchan Aruch, Yoredeya, Simon Kuf, Nun Zayin. He says, what we mentioned is Machlokes in the Balamor and the Melchamos. Abizrayhu de Gimel Arayas. What about the side Isurim of Gilei Arayas Avodah Zarah and Shvichas Damim? So the Ramah says, quoting from the list of Makoros, called Isur Avodah Chavim Gilei Arayas Shvichas Damim, Afi She'en Bo Misa, any type of Isur affiliated with Gilei Arayas Avodah Zarah and Shvichas Damim, even if it's not Mamash Achi of Misa, or Achi of Kares, right? Even if it's not Mamash the Isur itself, still, he says, Rak Lav V'yamal, even if it's just a regular Lav, Tzarech Lehar V'yal Yavor, still Yehar V'yal Yavor. What is the Ramah Paskin? Like most Rishona, Abizrayhu Tegilei Arayas Avodah Zarah Shvichas Damim, the side Yisurim, the ancillary Yisurim of the big three, are also part of the big three in our Yehoreg V'al Yavor, except he says, Aval Alav D'Lifnei Iver L'Sina Michshol Yavor El Yehoreg. This is what we saw in the Ritva. Lifnei Iver is an Isur Klali. That's a general Isur, which might happen to apply to Avodah Zarah, but it's not an Isur of Avodah Zarah. So to help someone else do Avodah Zarah is not Yehoreg V'al Yavor. To help someone else do Gilei Arayas Shvichas Damim is not Yehoreg V'al Yavor. And we discuss this at length because Lifnei Iver is an Isur Klali. But the Isur Pratis, the Isurim Pratiyim,
the specific Isurim which are included together with Avodah Zarah, Gilui Raiyos, Shfichos Damim, even if it's not Gilui Raiyos, Avodah Zarah, Shfichos Damim itself, are still Yehari Gal Yavar. So if I tell you, here's a magic potion from the sacrifices of this idol, if you drink it, you will be healed of Chas V'Shalom of cancer, and you're dying. You still can't drink it, even though it's only a lav. You're not worshiping. You're just doing the lav of benefiting from the Tekroves, the sacrifice of Avodah Zarah. Still, even that lav, since it's part of Avodah Zarah, is Yehari Gal Yavar, and you should die and not drink the magic potion. Same thing would apply for Gilui Raiyos. That was the case of the that was the case in the Gemara, right? The guy, he was in love with a certain erva, and they said, okay, he was lovesick, he was going to die. I'm not sure if modern medicine recognized that you could die from lovesickness, but in those days, the doctors at his time said, in this specific case, they figured out he was going to die a mamish of lovesickness, unless he slept with a girl. Okay, arise to Yehari Gal Yavar, so he can't. They said, fine, he doesn't have to sleep with a girl. He just has to do lesser things with the girl. Maybe he just has to have inappropriate conversations with her, or see her unclothed, or whatever the case may be. Said, no, even so, still, Abizrayu Degilei Arayis, Yehari Gal Yavar, we say, anything associated, right, if I tell you, I'll shoot you, if you don't hug and kiss your girlfriend, then you still can't do it, because that is Abizrayu of Gilei Arayis, and you still can't do it. So, it's Yehari Gal Yavar, you have to give up your life because it's part of Gilei Arayis. Now, the Ramah has an interesting formulation. He says, even though it's just a lav and not a real key of Misa or Karis, says, even if it's just a lav, so could be what the Ramah means, is that even if it's just a lav, even if it's just a regular Isser, it's still Yehari Gal Yavar. But if it's a Drabbanon, then maybe it wouldn't be Yehari Gal Yavar. Pasha, so the Ramah, the Achronim understand, only the D'oraisas that are part of the big three are Yehari Gal Yavar. But if it's just a Drabbanon, that wouldn't be Yehari Gal Yavar. Right, if I just told you, I don't know, me Drabbanon, right, they asked her drinking any Goyish wine in case maybe they poured some out for their idols. So if I told you, just drink regular, go into the supermarket and buy some regular Goyish wine off the shelf and drink it, or else I'll shoot. Then you'd be allowed to drink that. That's just Xera Drabbanon. It's not an Isser D'oraisa of Avodah Zarah. It's just Xera Drabbanon. That you would be allowed to do. We wouldn't consider that to be Yehareg the Al Yavor. So what if you were in a situation of Yichud, right? You were being chased by a bad guy with a gun, and the only way to escape would be to duck into a room with a girl and lock the door so that the bad guy couldn't shoot you. Yichud. So are you allowed to duck into the room and lock the door and bolt it and close all the windows and put up the bulletproof siding so that you put down the three sims, the bad guy couldn't shoot you? If it was an Isser of Yichud. Tzitz Eliezer suggests that it could be. This depends. If Yichud is an Isser D'oraisa, then it's Yehari Gal Yavar. You should let the bad guy shoot you and not lock the door. But if Yichud is only an Isser D'rabbanan, then it's probably not Yehari Gal Yavar. It's only D'rabbanan. It can't really be called part of Gilei Arayis if it's only D'rabbanan. After all, it's only Xera. So then you should... Then he says you'd be allowed to go in and lock the door and save your life from the bad guy chasing you with a gun. Although, of course, you'd have to be extra nizer not to do anything inappropriate after you lock the door. So that, he thinks, is a very important nafgamina. And halacha lemaisa, he is a little misupak in this. Again, the majority opinion seems to be that Yichud is an iser d'oraisa. So then it would be Yehari Gal Yavar. It's the only minority opinion that says an Isser D'rabbanan, which would make it not Yehari Gal Yavar. Halacha l'maisa, if this ever actually happens to you, I mean, hopefully it will never happen to us. No one will ever chase us with a gun. But let's say, I don't know, chas v'shalom, let's say, you know, I don't know, you're one day, you're in a yeshuv someplace in the Shomron, and all of a sudden you see a terrorist infiltrating. His mom is carrying guns and hand grenades and all kinds of things. And he's right outside the door. And you happen to be alone with a girl in the house. And you have to lock all the doors. So halacha l'maisa, what should you do? So I'll be pashtus, halacha l'maisa, since there are those who say that Yichud's only drabbanan. Not only that, there are rishonim who say that Abizrayu de Gilei Arayis is not Yehari Gal Yavar. There are some, not like the Ramah, but other Rishonim hold that anything that's not a Rayas Mamish is not Yehor Vel Yavor. And it could be, if you're Medayik in the Ramah, maybe only a Lav would be Yehor Vel Yavor. And the worst Yichud is probably an Aseh. So it could be that Halacha L'maisa, there's probably room to be Mekel. If I was in that situation, and I was, I was alone with the girl in the house, and there was Mamish, a terrorist, walking down the street, I would probably lock the doors and close the trusim and bolt the bolt the windows and get into the cheder atum, whatever they call it, the mamad, and close the fancy door and bolt everything down so the terrorists couldn't shoot us. Because halacha l'maisa, there's what to be somech on if your life is mamish in danger. Again, you could have three tzedakim to be mekel. A, maybe you could only drop on none. Or maybe even if it's d'oraisa, if it's not a lav, then it's not yehor vel yavor, because the Ramah's language is lav bi'alma. And C, maybe Taka, maybe the Rishonim who say that Abba Zerai, who are not Yehor Vel Yavor, are correct. Some Rishonim hold, even though it's a minority Shita, that even Abba Zerai, you have a lav mamish, not Yehor Vel Yavor. Only the Arayas itself is Yehor Vel Yavor. So Lamaisa, I think there's room to be Mekel and Yehor Vel Yavor, and you don't have to die. But in terms of whether Yichud is Doraisa or Drabanan, just in terms of the Chumar Sa'isr, it's much, much more likely that Yichud is an Isser d'oraisa. So now that we know that Yichud is an Isser d'oraisa, according to majority opinion, but halacha l'maisa v'har gal yavor, not so pashut, Tzitz Eliezer sounds like he's makel there in the end, that you don't actually have to give up your life. Yeah, and Mitzvah Shem, hopefully no one should ever be chasing us with a gun, and it shouldn't have to come up. But even though Yichud is not yehar gal yavor, when it comes to Chibuk Benishuk Mamish, not so Pashin. I mean, there was an episode, you guys remember Taxi? Or is that too old for you? It's Mamish, an episode of Taxi like that. They were stuck, the car broke down in the snow, and it was so cold, and she told him, we better huddle up together, because otherwise we'll die of cold. And in the end, they came Lidei Avera, and in the end, it was bad news for everyone involved. So in that case, he probably should have gotten out and braved the cold and the snow and tried to trek to the nearest house and ask for sanctuary there, because that's already going too far. But if it was just Yichud B'Alma, let's say she had said, I'll sit in the front seat, you'll sit in the back seat, and we'll stay in the car alone in a snow-filled road all night, then he'd probably better than dying of snow in the middle of a rural area, and he could have had grounds to be made. Lamais and Taxi, I think he was... I don't know his nationality, but he certainly wasn't Jewish anyway, so he didn't ask the Shaila. But how about Yichud Pnuya? It's a Furish Gemara, Gzeira of Bezdin Shel David, not to be Misyachid with a Pnuya. So everything I've told you about Yichud being an Issur D'oraisa, that's for Arayos. Right, but what about if your girlfriend's a Pnuya? Which we certainly hope that if you have a girlfriend, she's a Pnuya. So the Apnuya, it's Mufurish in the Gemara, there's no Yichud Isra Yichud Arayis by Apnuya. It's only the Bezin of David that made Xerah against Yichud of Apnuya. So what does that mean for us nowadays? Is Yichud with Apnuya nowadays an Isra D'Arayis or an Isra D'Rabbanan? So you might think from the Gemara that it's only an Isra D'Rabbanan, but the catch is that nowadays, all Apnuyas are Nidas. The Rivash says, the Minag, that it's Usr nowadays, for Pnuyas to go to the mikvah. Why is it usher for Pnuyas to go to the mikvah? Because there's only one reason a Pnuyah could be going to the mikvah nowadays. Since we don't keep Tumah Vatara anymore, there's no Paraduma, so we're all tummy. So she can't be going to the mikvah to become Tahar. So there's only one reason she can be going to the mikvah, and that's not a good reason. That's not a reason that we like. Therefore, it's usher for a Pnuyah to go to the mikvah nowadays. This is a big issue. I mean, we're not getting into this, but in some areas where there are people who are Orthodox people, but are still working on moving up the Madrigas of Yiras Chet and still have work to do, and they're very old, and they're singles, and they don't get married so right away so well. They have trouble getting married at a young age. So a lot of that, sometimes you have people who will unfortunately be nechshel, and they'll sleep together. So the Shaila is, should you tell them, go to the mikvah, at least don't do the Isser Nida when you're sleeping together. It'll only be the Isser Pnuya. And the answer generally is no, you shouldn't tell them that. Because the Takana nowadays is that you can't just have Hefkeras, say everyone go to the mikvah and get rid of the Isser Nida and then do whatever you want. Nowadays, a Pnuya doesn't go to the mikvah, and hopefully in 90% of the time, since she's a Nida, she won't want to be Chayiv Kares, and therefore that people will not come to do an Aveira. And if in 10% of the time people come to do an Isser Kares instead, because they can't resist the Yitzhar and our Bola Nida, then that's a sacrifice we pay for saving the other 90%. But in a mikveh nowadays, if you show up to the mikveh and say, I'm single girl, I want to go to the mikvah so that when I sleep with my boyfriend, it will be a smaller isra of bias pnuya instead of a bigger isra of nida. The mikvah will say, sorry, you're not allowed in. That's against our policy. And even if you will end up suffering from that, it's a good policy for everyone else in the world, because most people in the world, it will end up being mechazik them to keep the halacha properly. So, that's just a little side point. But, if all pnuyas nowadays are nida, what about yichud with a pnuya nowadays? What if I have a girlfriend who's a pnuya, and I am misyached with her? We walk alone, we take a walk, let's say, in the woods someplace. I don't know, there are woods, not these, these are not really woods, it's just a few trees on the way down to the lake. There must be woods someplace here where you can walk and be alone, out of civilization, and no one else is there. So what if we take a walk there and we are totally alone? With no one else is around at all. So is that an Issa D'oraisa or an Issa D'rabbanan? So the simple pshat would seem to be that it's an Issa D'oraisa, because Nida is one of the Arayos. And there's an Issa D'oraisa of Yichud with a Nida. So even though she's just a Pnuya, she's not just a Pnuya. David HaMelech's Bezim was talking about a Pnuya who went to the mikvah. In David HaMelech's time, all the Pnuyas went to the mikvah because they had to keep the rules of Tumah V'Tara. They had to eat Kadshim and Meiser Sheni and Truma and all the other rules of Tumah V'Tara. But nowadays, it would be Issa D'oraisa to be Misyached with a Nida. That would seem to be Pashtos. However, we do find an exception. Is it really true that there's an Isser D'oraisa to be Misyached with a Nida? We find in one case it's Heter Gomer to be Misyached with a Nida. What case is that? When they're married, your wife. When a husband and wife, right, you never noticed, I know, it's not polite to inquire too much about these Inyanei Nida for married people, but still, you would have noticed if there was an Isser Yichud between a husband and wife when she was a Nida. If half the time every married couple had to live in separate houses, you would have noticed by now. Since we didn't notice, we can therefore deduce that there's no Isser Nida. It also, there's no Isser Yichud for a husband and wife if the wife is a Nida. It says this all over Shas. This is the famous drasha of Sugava Shoshanim, a hedge of roses. I think Shoshanim might technically be lilies, I'm not sure. But that's what they said, that we explained in the ancient days in other cultures, they had much stronger taboos against Nida and made the woman live in another house when she was a Nida. And some of these other sects, non-Orthodox sects of Judaism, would say, ah, you Orthodox Jews, you don't take halacha seriously because you let the husband and wife live together when she's a Nida. Don't you think they're going to end committing an Avera and sleeping together? And we answered that no, we Orthodox Jews are good people with self-control. Sugaba Shoshanim, it's a pasuk and Shira Shirim. That, even if it's just a hedge of roses, how hard is it to walk on? It's not a brick wall, it's not an iron mechitza. It's just a bunch of flowers, just a little flower bed mechitza. Anyone could trample over it. But nonetheless, the husband and wife will not trample over it, even if all there is, it's symbolically, you don't have no actual flowers. But symbolically, just like a flower, meaning the weakest thing standing between the husband and wife when she's a Nida, all there is the Isser, without any physical barrier. They're sleeping in the exact same room, with nothing in between them except the Isser. Nonetheless, they won't trample that Isser, and we trust them to not violate the Isser of Nida. So it's Mefurish all over Shas, that I don't know what some other kinds of non-Orthodox, in the old days, non-Orthodox Jews were often more machmir. I know, not unlike nowadays. I don't know what some other types of minim did in those days when they made fun of the of us Orthodox Jews. But we Orthodox Jews believe the husband and wife are trusted to live together and sleep in the exact same room when she's a Nida and not do anything untoward. So Tosus just has a problem. If Nida is an Arayos and Yichud of Arayos is an Isser D'oraisa, then it's very nice that we have a pasuk from Shir HaShirim telling us that we trust them. But it's wonderful that Shlomo Melech told us in Shir HaShirim all these beautiful ideas. But Shir HaShirim can't, Shlomo Melech and Shir HaShirim cannot uproot what it says in the Torah. So Tosus asked the question twice, and so did Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, and more powerfully in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. So it says, how can you have yichud between a husband and wife when she's a Nida? Aren't we, why are, and forget whether something will happen or not. Isn't there an Isser Yichud Midoraisa? What is Tosos' answer? What? Tosos says, no, the Isser Yichud D'oraisa is only for people who will never be mutter to you. The son can go in yichud with his mother, even though he'll never marry his mother. But I can't go in Yichud with another Erva who I'm never going to be able to sleep with. That's only referring to permanent Yisurim, or relatively permanent. An Ignatius Ish could theoretically get divorced and I could marry her. But that's not bound to happen terribly soon. So that's only with permanent Yisuri Erva. That's when there's an Issur D'oraisa of Yichud. But temporary Yisuri Erva, like Nida, which only lasts for a few days, then the Torah never meant to Aser, because the Torah's Issur was based on the example of a son and a mother, who are Mutter, so everyone else is Aser, and a mother is permanently Aser to her son. So that whole Pasuk only referred to permanent Yisuri Erva, not to temporary Yisuri Erva, since Nida is only a temporary Issur Erva. Therefore, there's no Issur Yichud Nida Oraisa for a Nida, because it's only a temporary Issur. Now, theoretically, there could be other answers to this question as well. The Rivash, it's sort of unclear exactly what he tries to say. There is a there's a funny Shut Rivash. It's a funny question the guy wrote into the Rivash. I don't know exactly who this was. He says, Rav someone. For a Rav, you'd think he should have known better, whoever this person was. But he wrote to the Rivash, I'm a little confused. When the Torah says you're not allowed to sleep with a Nida, does that mean any Nida or only your wife? Right, he says, you know, in the Svarim, only talk about like a husband and wife in the Issur Nida. I go to the Svarim store, I find all the books on the shelf, like the Ravitz Balei Nefesh, or nowadays, whatever they call the books about Hilchas Nida, and they all talk about a husband and wife. So it must be that Nida is only something that applies to a husband and wife. But nonetheless, I don't know, it seems to be from Shas and the Chumash that maybe it should apply to all women, so I'm very confused. So the Yivash writes back. He writes sort of nicely, but he says, "Davar baruch hu she'eser bias anid lo beishtol vadol bein beishtol bein beish chaver bein bepnuya." It's pashut that the Issur Nida applies equally to your wife, to someone else's wife, to a pnuya, to anyone. He says the only reason that when you go to the Sfarim store, all the books about Nida talk about your wife is because the books are written for people who are hopefully from people who shouldn't be sleeping with other women anyway. So people don't need a book about the Issur Nida of someone who's not their wife. Because what are you doing with a woman who's not your wife? You shouldn't need to know about the Issur Nida if she's not your wife. So that's why the books only talk about your wife. But the Issur Nida applies equally to everyone. You're chayv the same kares, whether it's your wife who's a Nida, whether it's your friend's wife, then you're chayv double kares, or whether it's just your girlfriend who's a Nida, or a stam girl on the street. And he says he proves it from all over Shas, right? The famous case that of a guy who sleeps with a woman is chayiv six chatuses, because she's his daughter and his sister and all these other funny things, and also an Ishus Ish and also a Nida. So clearly, even though she wasn't his wife, she couldn't have been his wife, she was an Ishus Ish of someone else, and she was his relative anyway. Nonetheless, it's clear you chayiv kares being bol and Nida, even if she's not your wife. That is fairly pashut. Okay, I am Torah Shalom at the beginning of in Siman Kuf Pei Gimel, but it's you know, it's so pashut that you really wonder how someone who he calls Rav could not have known this. Okay, you never know. So the Rivash writes Mefurish the Issur Nida applies to everyone. That's a good thing to know. So, but nonetheless, when he gets into the discussion, he says, if you look at the end of the fifth to last line, the Yichud Hanida Gamkein Bepnuya, and it ends with the word Kol. The Isser of Yichud Nida applies to a Pnuya Nida as well. Kol Sheh Huchzika Nida, any Pnuya who is a Nida, who is Bechezkas Nida, meaning not all Pnuyas are Bechezkas Nida. If a Pnuya is 9 years old, then we assume she's not a Nida. She's too young to be a Nida. But nowadays, any normal girl is Bechezkas Nida. Aser minatorah, shari yichud arayis minatorah. Yichud of pnuya is an isur daraisa, because yichud of arayis is midaraisa. Kedeis of a hedyu in sechz avodah zara, like it says explicitly in sechz avodah zara in perek ein mamidin. Vanida arayikash arayis, a nida is one of the arayos. Uvich lolon included in them. Kedeis of perek aval yivimto, like it says in Yevamos. Uvazeh chamura pnuya nida me ishto nida. And your girlfriend who's a nida is even more chamur, or a stam girl who's a nida, than your wife who's a nida. She ishto nida ain asur lolis yachnima. If your wife's a Nida, no Issur Yichud. Why? Because the Torah was not Machayev, the husband, to kick his wife out of the house or to hire a guard. So Lassi Achasam Vishlobal Mishim Takiv Yisri. Except for one exception, if a Chasam and Kala get married and have never slept together yet and she's a Nida, then there's an Issur Yichud because they have such a strong Yitzhahara when they first get married and have never slept with each other in their whole life, that then there's an Issur Yichud. Raminam Sanhedrin, etc. So only how we know Rav Kana just finished. Amrito Nida Shari the Chudba Gabri Bechuli. Like the Minim said, why do you allow it? And Rav Kana said it's okay. V'afa Pnuya She'ena Nida Chamuru B'zeh Me'ishtom Nida. But even a regular Pnuya
if she goes to the mikveh, still more chamisher. Af pishen yichud pnuy asman atorim kamak bez dinu shel David gazru love, etc.
So he says there are three levels. Your wife has no iser yichud. A pnuya who's not a nida has an iser from drabbanan from David. And a pnuya nida has an iser darais of yichud. But agav, what did the Rivash say here? The Rivash says, why is it mutter for a husband and wife to miss yachid when she's a nida? So he seems to say because the Torah didn't require him to kick the wife out of his house. What does that mean? How do we know the Torah didn't require him to kick the wife out of his house when she's a nida? Could go back to what we discussed earlier on Daf Lamed Amid Beis about Tosfos on Isha and Sivik B'yoga Lassos. It's a concept, midoraisa, that the Isha is Mitsuya Eitzel Abao, Velo Eitzel Aviha, right? Of Beiso. In Beisi Shanadora, Beiso Zuishto. Maybe since it's a concept, midoraisa, that part of Bisuin means the wife lives in his house, then it's a remez in the daraisa, even though it's only Shir Shirin that we have the beautiful idea that this hedge of roses, that they respect this small hedge of roses. But it's from the Torah. It could be if the Torah says, this is my adding to the Rivash, but it could be that the Rivash means that the Torah says, Beiso is Ishto, and Beis Isha, married woman is in Beis Isha. If it's midaraisa, as Tosfos says, married woman can't do kibbutz of aim because she's in her husband's house, then it's a daraisa that a married woman is in her husband's house. So that means that even me daraisa, a married woman and a married man who are married to each other are allowed to be together all month long because it's me daraisa that she's in, that they live in the same house. So there are different theories. Tosfos says that a married woman and her husband are allowed to be together when she's a nida because it's only a temporary issur. There's no Isser Yichud Araisa on a temporary Isser. The Rivash seems to say, because the Torah didn't require you to kick her out of your house. The Torah said, Beiso is Isho, the wife, be the Araisa, has to be in the house. It doesn't mean she can't leave the house and go to the grocery store. It means be the Araisa, she has to live in the house with her husband. Tos says, be the Araisa, she can't make her own apartment and live separately. She has to live with her husband in the same town, in the same house. Therefore, it's obvious the Torah is not Machayiv you to kick out your wife when she's a Nida. So hold that thought. Hold that thought for a second. You know what? Okay, let's bring that thought up now. The Tzitz Eliezer has an analysis of this and says, Taka, is there an Isser Yichud D'Oraisa for a Pnuya Nida? Anyone here has a girlfriend, right? Raise your hand if you have a girl. Just kidding. But if someone has a girlfriend, is there an Isser Yichud D'Oraisa for that Pnuya Nida or not? Well, that might depend. The Rivash says that I'm allowed to be alone with my wife who's a Nida, because she's my wife. She's supposed to be in my house. But am I allowed to be alone with my girlfriend who's a Nida? Midoraisa? No. The Rivash says, Mefurash, Isser Yichud Midoraisa for a Pnuya Nida. The Rivash says, straight out, Shut Rivash, the Isser of Yichud Pnuya Nida is an Isser D'Oraisa. To go for a walk in the woods with your girlfriend is an Isser D'Oraisa, according to the Rivash. But David tells us, according to Tosfos, maybe not. Tosfos says there is no Isser Yichud Midoraisa when it's a temporary Isser. Now, is a stam girl on the street a temporary Isser to you or a permanent Isser? Look, Chora, it's only a temporary Isser because she's only going to be a Nida until she goes to the mikvah. She could go to the mikvah any day, even though the mikvah won't let her in. She could tell them she's married and then go to the mikvah, or she could marry you and then go to the mikvah, right? There's lots of things she could do, or she could go to the lake. Right? There's lots of ways she could get rid of that Isser. So, there's lots of ways she could get rid of the Isser. So it could be David saying, according to Tosfos, this is the Machlokas Achronim. Some say, according to Tosfos, there is no Isser Yichud Mida Oraisa in a Nida, Pnuya Nida. So it's only a temporary Isser. However, could you argue? Could you say it's not so Pashut? Might not be so Pashut, because after all, in Tosfos' cases, not only is it a temporary Isser, but she's for sure going to sleep with her husband soon. She's married to him. In this case, a stam girl. It's not like for sure. And as a husband, for sure she'll sleep with him next week. So, like, it's not such a big deal. A stam girl, you can't say, like, just wait a week and for sure she'll sleep with you. Could be that she won't. So it's not so pusha that you can equate this. It's not so pusha that just because in your wife the Torah said, you can wait a week, in a stam girl the Torah said, but if you take the Lashon of Tosfos literally, like David did, Pashup Shad of Tosfos seems to be that an Isser Nida, as Tosfos says, Ein Lahem Heter, Isser Nida, Yesh Lahem Heter. right? Even though it's not necessarily so likely that a stam girl in the street will go to the mikvah, but yeshlem heter, if she wants to, if she can find a heter. So it could be that according to Tosfos, the iser of yichud of a nida, of a pnuya nida, let's just review. The iser of yichud of my wife was a nida, there is no iser yichud, there's a heter yichud. Either for the reason that it's only, she'll be mutter to me later, or for the reason that the Torah didn't want the husband and the wife to have to live in separate houses. But what about iser of a stam girl on the street, nida? So the Rivash says an iser daraisa, but according to Tosvos, since nida is only temporary iser, it could be there's no iser daraisa in yichud of a stam nida on the street. Could be that's only an iser yichud drabanan because she's a pnuya and bezin shal David. So halacha lemaisa lechora pashtus. In the halacha lemaisa lechora pashtus, it should be a suffix. Seems to be a suffix whether there's an iser yichud midoraisa on a pnuya nida or not. So if you went for a walk with your girlfriend in the deep dark woods. Lachor, that would be Masopik. On the one hand, Yichud Arayas is Daraisa, the Rivash, straight out Rivash says Isha Daraisa. On the other hand, it could be that's only permanent Arayos, since your girlfriend is only a temporary Arayos. So it could be that that's only an Isha Yichud Midrabanan, that's part of the Gzera, the Bezdin, Shel, David. Now, there is another factor I'm not going to get into here as well. You could have had a third way of explaining why the husband and wife are allowed to get together when she's a nida, which would be a bit of a chiddush, but you could say that nida is not really a rayus. And that's a bit of a chiddush. The Rambam opens up, I think it's Perek Tes in Hilchos Yisurei, but I didn't check. Hanida rei miklal harayus. I'm pretty sure we just read in the Chinuch, said the same thing, that arayus, krovos, eishus ish, and nida. That nida is one of the arayus. Most of the poskim generally say, nida is one of the arayas. I mean, it is. In the Chumash, we list all the arayas in Achremos. The prohibitions are in Achremos. The onshim are in Kedoshim. It puts nida straight up in there. So, the Pashas, we normally think of nida as arayas. As a matter of fact, there's even Hekesh, not Rabbi Yonah the Rishon, but Rabbi Yonah the Amora in the Gemara in the beginning of maybe it is Yevamos, who says all the arayos are hukshu to each other, including nida. So pashas nida is one of the arayos, but it might not be so pashat. Can anyone think of something, some halacha that we find is true about a nida that would seem to break the rules of arayos? Anyone know what happens if I marry an arayos? If I marry my sister, let's say, where am I now? Pennsylvania. So let's say I just go south, I move to Louisiana, and I marry my sister. So is that kiddushin tofes? What do you say? No, Kiddushin's not Tofes and Arayos. And what if I marry her anyway without Kiddushin Tofes and we have a baby? What do we call that baby? A mamzer. Right? There are certain rules of Arayos. If you marry an Erva, it's not a halachically valid marriage. The Kiddushin is null and void. And if you decide to live together anyway and have a baby, that baby is a mamzer. What about a Nida? If I'm a Kaddish and Nida, is that Kiddushin valid? So it is valid. Kiddushin is Tofes and a Nida. Unclear whether Nisuin works for Anida, but Kiddushin definitely works for Anida. And what if a husband and wife, or even a non-husband and wife, doesn't make a difference to me, a man and a woman, when she's Anida, sleep together and have a baby? What's the status of that baby? Is that baby a mamzer? Right? It better not be, because we live in a society, right, in Western society, by Ashkenazim, anyone who's not from doesn't keep the Isser of Nida. Right, I think that's generally true. People who are secular Jews or Reformed Jews or whatever you call it, they generally are not nizer in the Isser of Nida, like they're not nizer in the other Isser of the Torah. In Middle Eastern cultures, it's different. By the Sephardim, even if someone doesn't keep Shabbos, they still keep the Isser of Nida. That's an important part of their cultural Judaism. But by Ashkenazim, the only important parts of cultural Judaism are, you know, giving tzedakah and keeping Yom Kippur and the Hanukkah candles and Pesach Seder. Otherwise, if someone's not from, they don't keep any of the Isurim of Nida. Unfortunately, halavai, we should carve them all, they'll all be from. But meanwhile, so what if someone's a Baal Tshuva? Someone's a Baal Tshuva, then everybody knows, it's a davar pashut, that if a guy's a Baal Tshuva and he was brought up totally secular, then his mother didn't keep the Isurim of Nida, and his mother's a Nida, right? If a woman doesn't go to the mikvah, she's a Nida forever. Orthodox women are only a Nida for part of the time, then they go to the mikvah every month. Non-Orthodox women are always a Nida, because they never went to the mikvah. Nida straight from when they're 12 till their dying day. So, it's pashut. This person was born from Be'ilas Nida. So is every Baal Tshuva mamzer?
That means you can't marry any Baal Tshuva? So we would have heard if that was the case, right? There would be a lot less Baal Tshuva if we called them Mamzerim L'chora. So no, that's not true, because Nida is an exception, even though it's Arayas, and even though this person's parents might have been Chayim Kares. But nonetheless, it doesn't make the kid a Mamzer. The kid is still kosher, Lavo B'Kahal. So it could be, you could say, Ravad Yosef wants to claim in... He has a long essay about this in the introduction to a Sefer on Hilchos Nida. He brings a lot of evidence that it could be that Nida is not really Arayus. This ties into a lot of discussion of Yibam. There's no Yibam for Arayus. What if the sister-in-law, the widow, is a Nida? So there still is Yibam. It's a big discussion whether Nida counts as Arayus or not. Is Nida Yehar Vel Yavor? Right? So the big discussion, which the machlokas between the achronim, well, we seem to paskin yes. Pashas seem to paskin Nida is one of the arayos. Furish Ramam, Nida Rei Bechlal Harayos. Pashas of the Rishonim and the poskim is that Nida is one of the arayos. But Ravad Yosef wants to say that it could be that Nida is not one of the arayos. If Nida is not one of the arayos, then you could say that explains why there's no Isser Yichud Midoraisa. The Isser Yichud Midoraisa is only on arayos, not on non-arayos. Of course, that itself is also machlokas, because the Beis Shmuel said, the one we read, the Chayvei Lav in Midoraisa, also have an issue of Yichud Midoraisa. So, and the Pesnei Tshuva, the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch argues with him, the Menachas Chinuch deals with it. Halach Lamaisa, it could be, you could have another Tzad Lahakel, besides David's Tzad, which is very firmly grounded in Tosos, if you wanted to make two assumptions. A, and he does not Arayos. Why? She said that with all the other Arayos. She's not Arayos, because if the kid's not a Mamzer, and if you can marry her, then she must not be an Erva. She must just be an Isser. First, you have to be Mechadesh. There's such thing as an Isser with Kares, that's not a Rayos. And then secondly, you have to be Mechadesh, that the Isser Yichud Midoraisa only applies to a Rayos, and not to all Isserim Doraisa. And not to Chayvei Lavim. Not to like Mamzerim and Grusha L'Kohen Hed, Yodon Almanu L'Kohen Gadol, etc., which is the Machlokas here between the Beis Shemuel that we read. And the Pesche Tshuva there, quoting the other Achronim. But Lamaisa, you could have a second Tzad Lahakel in Yichud of a Nida if you made two assumptions. A, Nida is not a Rayas, and B, anything that's not a Rayas, even though it's an Isser Doraisa of Bia, still has no Isser Yichud Midoraisa. So it could be you could have two Tzadim. So Lamaisa, if you see someone walking with their girlfriend in the deep, dark woods who's a Pnuya Nida, then, according to the Rivash, they're doing an Isser Doraisa Yichud. Obviously, I'm not choshed that they would do anything more than just a Yichud. But, according to the Rivash, they've done an Isser Doraisa Yichud, because Nida's Arayas, Isser Doraisa Yichud. The only exception is a married woman who has a special rule that she lives with her husband. But according to Tosos, they're probably only doing an Isser Drabanan, because since Nida's a temporary Erva, it's not within the Pasuk of Isser Yichud Doraisa. And if you hold like Ravad Yosef and you assume that Nida's not an Erva, it's just an Isser Doraisa of Bia, and against the Beis Shmuel, that anything that's not an Erva has no Isser Doraisa of Yichud, that would be another tzad to say they only violated an Isser Drabanan. So, I'll be pashtus, it's a good tzad to say, and some people say Yichud's only Drabanan in the first place. So it's probably most likely that if someone does Yichud with a Pnuya Nida, that's only an Isser Drabanan, and not an Isser Doraisa, which would then mean for Yehar Vel Yavor, there's certainly, you know, a lot of room to be makel in a Yichud with a Pnuya, who is a Nida, as opposed to, let's say, a married woman or a sister-in-law or something like that. Now, the last thing we want to discuss in this context was, what about the opening of the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, Lo yishyachid adam im shtei noshim. The first Mishnah says, a man's now living yishyachid with two women, which is what we're going to have to discuss at great length. Very halacha l'may siddik. A man should not be misyachid with two women. The Gemara says, what's the reason? And they start quoting the Pasuk. Does the Gemara mean to say the Pasuk applies to a man with two women also? If you read the Gemara says, a man can't be misyachid with two women because Nashim died in Kalosaleim. And we derive it from a Pasuk. It sort of sounds like even one man and two women are an Isser Da'araisa of Yichud. But on the other hand, if you look at the Pasuk, how many people is the Pasuk talking about? Ben and Emo, one and one. Just only have one man and one woman. The Pasuk only seems to be talking about one man and one woman. So what's the halacha of l'maisa? Is one man and two women an Isser Doraisa? You take a walk with two girls into the deep dark woods. Right? And let's say, forget it, say two Arayos Mamish. You take a walk into the woods with your sister-in-law and your friend's wife.
Right? Two arayas mamish lekuli alma of an isur yichud midoraisa. But there are two of them. Is that an isur doraisa or is that only an isur drabanan? So that's machlokis. The Shut Rashba, the Shoel, the person who wrote in the question, the Shut Rashba wanted to come up with a kula.
He said, yichud of two women is only a gzeira drabanan.
Midoraisa, benim imo, talking about one on one. Only one on one is also doraisa. A man with two women is only a gzeira drabanan. So if you assume a man with two women is only a gzeira drabanan, he then wants to come up with a kula. A man with two women is only an isser drabanan. How about yichud pnuya? That's only an isser drabanan, bezin shel David. So everyone would say yichud of a man with two pnuyas is gzeira l'gzeira. And we don't make gzeira l'gzeira, so it's mutter entirely. So this rabbi wanted to suggest that if I take a walk with two women, that's mutter entirely, because it's a gzeira l'gzeira, because two, yichud of pnuyas is only gzeira, yichud of two arayas is only gzeira, yichud with two pnuyas would be a double gzeira, would be mutter. The Rashi rejects that, lahalacha, we totally reject that. We say there's no heter, even with two women who are pnuya, even with two women who are non-Jewish, there's no heter of yichud with two women at all. It's always also misyachid with two women. But what about the etzem question? So we reject his kula. There's no kula, it's also misyachid with two pnuyas, just like it's also misyachid with two nishay-ish. Or however one would say that. But what about his assumption? Is a one man with two women in a locked room an Issa Daraisa or an Issa Drabanan Taka? So it's funny, the Rashba in Nidat Afhemad Beis, as well as the Ritva there, seems to say pretty explicitly that one man and many women is an Issa Yichud Daraisa, and as a matter of fact, the Rashba says that if many women were alone in a room with a man, that's considered Bida Araisa Sota, and we make him drink the Mayim Hamarim and we call them a Sota, because they were in Yichud, even though it was more than one woman. It sort of seems like in the Rishonim and Nida, like one man and many women is an Issa Daraisa. Like our Gemara says, Menani Mili, how do we know that a man can't be Mitzayach with two women from the Pasuk? So it seems in the Rishonim and Nida, Daf Hei with Beis, it would be Daraisa. However, Halacha L'maisa, the Achronim Paskin, like the person who wrote the Shaila in to the Rashba. Halacha L'maisa, the Pesachei Tshuva brings down in Evin Ezer, Simen Chaf Beis, Sifkatan, maybe I put it on here, Sifkatan Aleph, the first Pesachei Tshuva in Simen Chaf Beis, quotes from the Gedolei Achronim, from the Chavos Yaren, from the Binas Adam. The Binas Adam is part of the Chochmas Adam, the same series as the Chayi Adam, very, very famous posek. The Chavos Yaren is one of the famous Shutin. The Achronim all decide this questioner was right. Yichud of a man and two women is only an Issa Drabanan. However, it's also with any two women. It's a general Issa Drabanan that applies to any two women. There's no kulas in it. But it's still only an Issa Drabanan. So for sure, if you're miyachi with two women, that's only an Issa Drabanan. Okay, there's one little tiny thing we didn't get to discuss here. At 2 minutes, I'll just share with you the briefest idea. There's a bit of a lundus, which we won't get into. That was halacha l'maisa. One bit of a lundus you can ask. However, it's somewhat of a lopsided lundus in terms of who's correct. Why? What's the reason for the Issa of Yichud? I'll be pashas. What's the reason for the Issa of Yichud? What does the Rambam seem to say? The Chinuch seem to say? What's the reason for the Issa of Yichud? Seems to be? Because it's a Syag. Either the Rabbanan made Gzeira, or the Torah made Gzeira. It's a Gzeira, lest you come to do, be a mamish, and to violate the Issa of Arayas, or Pnuya, or whatever it may be. I'll be pashas. The Issa of Bia is a Syag. If so, you should come out with the Pesach of the Tzitz Eliezer. The Tzitz Eliezer says, has anyone here ever heard of Viagra? Right, we've all heard of Viagra. Right, so before they had Viagra, what would happen if a person got very old and had whatever the medical name is for the condition which they need Viagra for? Why do they have so much Viagra? So people get old, they cannot have an erection anymore. And they can't do Bia. And they're very upset about that, so they take this medicine for it. The medicine is only a few years old. In the old days, what would happen if a guy was old? Now, some old people don't have this problem. But if so many old people have this problem, they can't physically do a Bia anymore. They don't have in their body, I don't know what chemical is missing, but they just can't physically do Bia anymore. So the answer is they don't. Okay, so in the old days, they just couldn't. It was just impossible for the rest of this man's life. He would never engage in Bia again. That was just a medical condition he had. So, what about Yichud? You have an old man, right? And now you have an old man
who, you know, he needs a girl to take care of him, right? In Israel, what happens if an old man who's living alone, he hires a Filipino girl who's coming to make a lot of money. He sent her family back home. She sneaks in illegally into Israel, and she works on a cash basis taking care of old people. That's the Maisa B'chol Yom, that's the Minhag Olam. Here it's different, but still, any times you have people who come to work in America and want to take care of old people, and they'll get, and we'll pay them. So, is he allowed to live alone with this girl who's taking care of him? After all, it's yichud. So, of course, you can't do yichud. But what if the doctor checked him out and he can't do bia anyway? So, should it be mutter? So, the Tzitz Eliezer says, and he quotes a blunt rachronim, that avada it's mutter. Tzitz Eliezer says, if he can't do bia, then there's no need for gzeira. The gzeira is only that they might come to bia. But if he can't, then it should be mutter. Could be nowadays with Viagra, it would come out to be a big chumrah. So you could always go out and buy Viagra. But at least, I'm not sure, I haven't seen the poskim deal with the implications of modern medicine. But at least let's go back 5 years. This guy was so old, he had whatever chemical was missing in his body, he could not engage in bia. So it should be mutter for him to do yichud that sits Eliezer Paskins, because there's no need for a siyag. However, he quotes from some tshuvas, the tshuva Zayi says is, his good friend Rebel Yoshev wrote him in and told him to shut Zayas Ran on Aseret. It could be that it's hard to Aseret. So why would you Aseret on this guy? So Reb Moshe Feinstein is a funny tshuva. Did anyone look at this last Reb Moshe Feinstein say why Reb Moshe Feinstein is Aser? He said it's Aser. You cannot have yichud with a girl even if the man is too old to do anything. So Reb Moshe Feinstein seems to say a big kiddush, which he sosers someplace else. So you can read it and tell me if you interpret him differently. He seems to say, not only is yichud a siyag for bia, it's also a siyag for chiba v'nisha, for negiyah. Says, even if the guy's too old to do bia, he's not too old to do negiyah, to hug and kiss the girl. So therefore, he says, yichud is a siyag for hugging and kissing as well. And therefore, even a guy who's medically can't do bia mamish, still has an issur yichud because he might do chiba v'nisha. That's a big chiddush. And Rav Moshe Feinstein himself elsewhere says Mefurish not that way. But it could be there's another tzad. The rugged chavrin, the sefer Safnas Panach, wants to make a chiddush, and the same chiddush, the rugged chavrin, the Safnas Panach, wants to make a chiddush, but this will end. He is mechadesh that yichud is not only usher as a syag. It's not a syag. Yichud is in and of itself a type of arayos. He says, A, chiba v'nishuk, it's not only usher, because if you hug and kiss a girl, you might sleep with her. It in and of itself is a partial arayos. Full arayos is a big hanah of tashmish. Hugging and kissing is a small hanah, so it's a partial arayos. The mark for that in the Rambam, which we won't get into. The son of the Ragan Shepherd says the same thing. Yichud is also, it's arayos itself. It's a type of hanah of a relationship with a girl. And therefore, it's usher in and of itself, even besides being a syag. So there is a das yachid, and then of course it would be machmer even by a guy who was too old to engage in bia mamish. The interesting pshara in the Sefer Issuv HaHeter, which is a work of the from the late Rishoni Ashkenaz of Halacha, the Hagos Der Zov on the bottom of the Sefer Issuv HaHeter makes an interesting pshara. He says, look, it depends. If you really enjoy the yichud and being with a girl, it's very exciting for you, it's very stimulating for you to be in yichud with a girl, and that's an Issur Daraisa in and of itself, because it's a partial hanah of arayos, even besides being a siyag. But if you just happen to be in a room with a girl, but it couldn't care less, and it doesn't excite you at all, you're not happy. You know, it's not, if it's not pleasurable for you, then it's only usher because of the siyag. But if it's pleasurable for you, because you're so excited at being alone with the girl, then it should be usher because it's arayas in and of itself, even besides being a siyag. So halacha lemaisa, this is a das yachid. Halacha lemaisa, we would paskin it's only a siyag. And if there was a person who had a medical condition they couldn't do bia, and Viagra didn't help for him, then it would be mutter for him to do yichud l'chora. At least that's the Tzitz Eliezer paskins, and he brings many achronim like that. And certainly b'shas adchak, because it's really just a siyag. But there is another sheet out there, the Ragachavar and the Hagos on the Sefer Issuv HaHeter say that it could be more than a siyag. It could be considered a hana'as erva in and of itself, at the very least, if you're really nana from the yichud and you enjoy it in an inappropriate way. I wish everyone a good Shabbos, and I apologize for going 5 minutes over, and we'll continue with... Oh, everyone please take the next Makoro sheet from Jason, even if you have it already. Take the completed version. Because it has more on it. And our next shiur will, of course, be on Monday. See, if Josh hadn't pressured me to give out this sheet earlier today, I would have said I caught up. But now I didn't even catch up.
By the end of the summer, I'm going to have to catch up. I don't know. We'll have to, like, I don't know, make, like, I don't know what we'll do.
4 in the morning.
Yeah. We'll have to have an 8-hour shiur on Hilchas Yichud to follow the Hilchas Avelos.
Oh, that's 6 hours.